officials are back in Washington after meeting with Mexico's president about the southern border crisis. New York Mayor Eric Adams says other states have to stop sending busloads of migrants there without notice. More from correspondent Christina Ruffini.
The influx is having an impact as far north as New York, where the city says taking care of asylum seekers will cost an estimated $12 billion over the next 3 years.
You tell Texas Governor Abbott to stop the games and use of migrants as potential, as political pawns.
The mayors of New York, Chicago, and Denver came together to pressure the federal government for help.
The federal government must take responsibility and lead on this humanitarian crisis instead of leaving it for cities and localities.
The latest from Gaza includes new Israeli bombing raids on what the military says are Hamas targets in towns and refugee camps. CBS's Jared Hill.
Medics searched for survivors in the aftermath of the latest Israeli airstrike in the city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The humanitarian crisis worsening with a group of international surgeons seeing firsthand the dire need for increased medical help.
Flood warnings are up in and around Philadelphia this morning as drivers try to navigate through the new rivers that heavy rain has left behind. Nearly 200 flights were delayed or canceled at Philadelphia International yesterday. FlightAware says so far no problems today. Colorado's Republican Party has appealed the state Supreme Court decision to keep Donald Trump off the primary ballot because of his role in the Capitol insurrection. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
After the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to disqualify Donald Trump from the primary ballot, two distinct parties materialized who would seek an appeal to the Supreme Court. First, Donald Trump, but also the citizens from Colorado who would want to vote for him. The Republican Party of Colorado is standing in for those voters.
An appeals court says Apple can keep selling its new smartwatch for now. Here's CBS's Carissa Lawson.
The tech giant can't keep selling its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches until at least January 10th. That's when U.S. Customs is set to determine if the redesigned watches still infringe on a medical device maker's patents.
Hundreds of California pizza delivery drivers are out of work. CBS's Matt Piper.
Pizza Hut is set to lay off more than 1,200 delivery drivers in Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside counties in California. It's ahead of a new state law that boosts the fast food minimum wage to $20 an hour. A second Pizza Hut franchise, Southern California Pizza Company, is also planning to lay off 841 drivers.
The companies say they'll use third-party drivers instead. S&P futures down one. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former U.S. Senator and owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Kohl, has died. He was 88 years old. Kohl's death was announced Wednesday evening by the Herb Kohl Foundation. Kohl bought the Bucks in 1985 and was instrumental in keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Kohl also represented Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate from 1988 until 2012, when he decided not to run for re-election. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
With antitrust and disinjunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but I'm proud of myself for that. But they're feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
What is over the back fence? Yeah, yeah. Let's say you have a
three-piece children's luggage set.
Or a
7-quart digital air fryer.
Or a
2019 Cadillac.
For sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air bulletin board only on WFHR.
Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Ooh.
Hello, Mr. Schmidt.
How are you doing, Mr. Mino? You're not feeling at 100%.
Got to play hurt.
Yes, you do. You do. You're
I'm not.
You're,
I'm not.
No, you're not one of those guys that
Jair
just,
Alexander.
Or, no, or that, you know, Bakhtiari or whatever.
I'm not Bakhtiari.
Yeah. No, you're under the weather a little bit, but we got a great
show. We play hurt here.
John, in all your years,
yeah.
How many times did you maybe miss a show because you were really sick?
TV more than radio. Radio hardly ever. I don't even remember a radio. Nobody misses radio. TV, I was afraid if I was having a coughing fit or if I was sneezing a lot. Or like I was telling Jim, this is a true story, Todd. You'd get a kick out of this because Jim kind of relates to it too. Whenever I'm like, when something's wrong, when you're not feeling good, and I couldn't sleep. It was 3:30. I was still awake, really body ached and stuff like that. So when I do fall asleep, I have the same dream, basically. I dream I'm back in TV, and I can't get all my stuff done. And I'm on deadline, and it's going crazy, and I can't get it done. I mean, I can tell you verbatim what it was that the University of Nebraska was coming here to play football, and they had like four local guys in their team. So I'm trying to do a big story on them. And I'm trying to write the intro to it, and people are interrupting me, and the machines aren't working. And that's my go-to dream whenever I'm feeling, like, weird. And you know what's funny? It's almost like, because that stuff does happen. Remember in one of the all-time great movies, Tom Cruise, when he was a sports agent?
Renee Zellweger.
That movie.
That's the line I can't think of.
But remember he ate
Jerry Maguire, right?
Jerry Maguire, yeah. But he like ate some bad pizza and got sick at night and then had that dream of how it should be. And he goes and he writes that big manifesto and he gets fired because of it.
Yeah.
But it's that same way. When you're out of kilter, it's funny how your mind reacts.
Right. There's something
it
in there.
It gets knocked out of kilter.
No, I think there's a lot in there, but
For me last week, you know what I was doing when in that same hazy? I was scheduling guests for the show.
Were you really?
Yeah. And it was just anybody I could grab and force into a, what I was doing.
I think he regretted. I saw on the board of Bill Clinton and all these different people here. And,
okay.
Did you notice that?
People that aren't, like Jimmy Stewart, Dad.
Yeah. There you go, all the good ones.
Absolutely. But anyway, we are here. And the big story yesterday, of course, right after we broke up yesterday morning, Jair Alexander suspended by the Green Bay Packers for one game.
Now, why did, and you said that right off the bat, that they've got to do something.
Or you lose the entire team.
Right. It's disrespect for the teammates, disrespect for the game, for the coaches. Why didn't the coach suspend him? Why did we have to read it that it came out of the GM?
You tell me.
Yeah, I don't, is he worried about having a conflict with a player?
I think so. I think in some cases, and I think he's a very good coach, calling plays and doing different things like that. But as a leader, I think he's He's way short, falling way, way short. I think he tries to coddle the players so much and be their friend. He doesn't want them to get mad. He wants to be their buddy, their buddy, their buddy. Yeah. Look how he was with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I mean, my God, Aaron Rodgers literally could have, you know, peed on his feet on the sidelines and you know.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Let me hold the cup for you.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
and that doesn't get you anywhere. I mean, look, same thing with Bakhtiari. He wasn't medically taken out. He just decided, nah, I'm going to get this done and collect my $86 million. Yeah. Alexander was healthy.
Right.
Nah, I don't know if I really know. So finally, somebody does something. It's no different, really, in some ways than with we both have kids.
Oh, yeah.
You let him get away with that one little thing.
No. Mm-hmm.
Adds to that next little thing.
Right.
And finally, Gutekis had to step in and say, "Hey, this is ridiculous. This is crazy.
We need a little
We need some leadership, for God's sakes. I've never seen a team with less leadership than this current Packers team ever." And we can go back. You know, I remember when I did the Lindy Infante show, and we were great friends. And that's what got him fired. I'll never forget that. Ron Wolf came and watched practice, sat during a couple of games, and saw guys that during the games had their big coats, capes on, and never moved. They sat next to the heater, never moved, didn't watch the game, didn't offer advice to other guys when they came off, watched that practice. And like Ron Wolf said, these guys are acting like they're 13-2 instead of 2-13.
Right.
And that's why he fired Lindy Infante.
I remember that, reading that quote.
And God bless Lindy. I loved him as a friend, but he was a terrible leader in regards to that. The players got away with so much, and it seems like that same thing's happening here, and I think that's one reason there's so many penalties. Guys commit a penalty, it's like, oh, no big deal.
Yeah.
Get him next time. So thank God Gutekis at least finally stepped in to show some stones, show some leadership.
Yeah.
Somebody had to. Yeah. I mean, they still got a chance to go to the playoffs. I'm going to tell you something. I think one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in Green Bay Packer history, and you can laugh all you want, is what Jordan Love has done this second half of the season. He has got a group of receivers that literally could be playing in the Arena Football League. They could go play for the Green Bay Blizzard, and nobody would know the difference. Nobody would say, wow, you guys are way above this level. They're not. That's how low level they are. But they're playing hard. They're being coached really well. And the guy who gets zero credit, everybody talks about Joe Moore should be fired,
Yes, the defensive coordinator.
Defense coordinator should be fired, okay?
But he should do.
Nobody talks about Tom Clements, what an amazing job he's doing. Joe Barry. Nobody's talking about what an amazing job Tom Clements, the quarterback coach, is doing with Jordan Love.
What he's done
is taken this guy who has maybe the worst group of receivers as far as experience. I'm not saying anything against them, but they're just so young. And they weren't highly coveted coming out of college or anything like that.
Right.
And he has somehow turned them into a unit that scores points. I think he's amazing. I think all the credit in the world should go to Tom Clements. Extremely disappointed. Although I shouldn't say disappointed because we've seen it before with LaFleur. Disappointed, though, that he hasn't grown up and said, hey, I'm a man here. I'm the man that runs this organization.
Right.
He's not done that. He just doesn't have it in him. You either have that or you don't.
Like a Belichick.
Belichick. Mike Holmgren. Even McCarthy, some of these guys.
Yeah.
They don't allow that stuff. And I think that carries over to like why the Packers were the most penalized teams, all those sorts of things. I'll tell you what, they still have a chance to make the playoffs, no question. If they don't, I think you got to look at LaFleur. Is he the leader you need for this football team?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Wow.
That's just my opinion.
No, you know this better than pretty much anybody. It'd be fun when we have Burke Griffin on.
Yeah, we got Burke coming out.
I wonder if he's going to weigh in on that as much.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
you sometimes those sports guys want to be friends too a little bit.
Well, maybe you know why? You know why? So you get them for guests.
You're right.
See, like newspaper guys generally don't have to do that. Or radio guys if you don't have a radio show. But trust me, when you're on TV and you got a half an hour to fill on a Sunday night,
right,
or on a Monday, you need a guest.
And if you're nice,
you
got
to be political. You got to be a little bit politician.
Yeah.
No question about it. I'll be the first to admit that.
Well, yeah, I was surprised though, like when I read that he was suspended by the GM and not the coach. But it makes sense what you just said.
But let me say something.
I just want to say, isn't the new coaching more of a friend?
Yes.
Maybe he's trying that.
Yeah,
strategy.
He's new school.
Right,
he's old school, and there's new school.
Right.
Yeah, and I think Mike McCarthy is right down the middle between new and old. I really and truly do. Although I will say this, in Rodgers last year, McCarthy, I think, got a little bit desperate and allowed Rodgers to kind of run the show the way he likes to do. I mean, you see it now, Rodgers.
Oh, my gosh.
What he's doing in the media. He needs to be in control of the media. I mean, this new thing, with God bless him for his vax. The last thing in the world I'm going to do is get into the pros or cons of vaccinations. But for him to come out and say people are mad at him because he's being on the active roster because they don't like his vaccine stance.
Yeah.
Are you insane? Yeah. What, did you take too many shots to the head? What the hell's the matter with you?
I know.
That's right? The most idiotic statement I may have ever seen in sports.
Yeah.
No, they're not mad about that. They're mad because the guy got cut. And people are saying, well, no, the guy's got a full season contract who, you know, they put on the practice squad. But he had to take the place of some young kid on the practice squad who now got cut.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I've never seen somebody turn the way Aaron Rodgers has turned. So bizarre.
And they, I'm not nearly into sports like you, but I just read something where they, the owner, and I met that owner. Is it Woody?
Woody Johnson.
Yeah. Retained the GM and the coach.
Yeah. Well, he has to now.
Because
he's invested so much with this group.
No, but they said that the sports reporter who wrote it wrote something akin to with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of approval. He didn't really say that word, but he said with Aaron Rodgers is fine with absolutely. That decision.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never, ever let an
employee. And he took three players, four really, Tim Boyle, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, and I forget who the offensive lineman and who hasn't played. They've got nothing. Randall Cobb should have retired from football like 4 years ago, maybe five. He has nothing left in the tank and is just earning a paycheck for charity so he can be Aaron Rodgers' buddy because they don't want to get Aaron Rodgers mad. It's incredible.
That's crazy how that industry has changed that much because there's nothing wrong with the old-fashioned way.
No, nothing at all.
But I don't know.
Maybe the whole world has changed along those lines. And you got to be that way.
Do you ever read that book, Who Moved My Cheese? Stuff's happening around you and you really didn't see it happen. Maybe that's what's going on. But
wait a minute. What's the name of that book?
Who Moved My Cheese?
It's Todd, you got that one on your shelf?
You've read that, Todd.
I've not read it fully, but I do know of it.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Who Moved My Cheese?
Right, Todd, isn't that? It's just two mice talking and it's easy. Read it in 15, 20 minutes or maybe half hour.
Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah. You got to read that. That's an old book, but it's still... I guess what we're talking about is, you know, things are changing and do you change with it or do you not? But, I hope the Packers, you know, and then you think, well, if they lose, is that the reason they lose to the Vikings because they suspended this guy? You know, I don't want to hear that.
Well, he hasn't played in, you know, a month and a half.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I just, the drama, we just play football.
I just like the fact the Packers finally did something. You know, sometimes you honestly wonder...
Right.
Are they more concerned with their title town district and their, you know, bringing in tourists and the NFL draft? Are they more concerned with that than actually winning football games? Because that's what it seems like the emphasis on. The emphasis on the corporation, the marketing, making all kinds of money for the organization, being this cool franchise in the NFL. But actually on the field stuff,
it's nice when we win.
Yeah.
But we're instead of we have to win.
Right.
Yeah. No, I get that. And I don't know if they put as much emphasis...
into on the field, put as much emphasis onto that, on what happens for those 60 minutes, than they do on what they do superfluous all around the, look at our beautiful skating rink.
You should have been mayor for 16 years in one Super Bowl with the talent we had, Favre and Rodgers.
Yeah, well, another thing about Jordan Love, I just want to say this. When Aaron Rodgers came in, receiver-wise, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings.
Right.
That ain't bad. Jermichael Finley, then. I mean, come on. We got to set our break. We got a big show. Minor the Mayor. Stay with us.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta. And there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family.
Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
John, pretty well, and I 100% agree with you. And it'd be interesting to see. I just hope we can pull this thing off on Sunday at 7:20.
Well, a win over the Vikings would cure a lot of ills, right, as far as the way everybody's feeling about everything right
it's
now.
Kind of like sales in business. Sales makes up for a lot of sins.
Yeah, exactly.
There's stuff that's always goes on in business behind the scenes. Hey, we've got the show today is going to be great. We are featuring two of our very, very successful businesses in the Press Gazette. And I know a lot of people don't read that. I do. They talked about the 10.
Well, you know what? It's hard to find it. Used to be you go to any gas station and then have the papers there. It's hard to find gas stations with newspapers anymore. Say, I always grab one if I go there and to buy a sandwich or something.
Right.
But it's funny. They're hard to find. And you don't have the little boxes on the corner. And
no,
don't subscribe
to those yellow boxes. Yeah. Were great. Those are great. I get it delivered, and I like it, and so does my neighbor. So it's just, I don't know, our neighbors.
I've always loved having a paper in the morning. Greatest thing in the world.
It is. Yep. And then I told you, like, on Fridays I get two other papers, and on Sundays I get a bunch of them. But I like to read the paper. Somebody asked me that. How come you're not online like everybody else? My dad read the paper, like, every day, and I just think that's everybody did. That's a hairy.
I used to read four papers a day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Press Gazette, News Chronicle,
right.
Milwaukee Journal, Milwaukee Sentinel.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And the Appleton Post Crescent, because they weren't like tied together as much back then.
Oh.
It was to cover, you know, for local sports and everything.
But it's something they're featuring.
But anyway,
and it's the end of the year. And they talk about the 10 most talked about businesses in Green Bay. And I think it's an interesting article. And we're going to, two of them are the 1001 Club, which I know you and I have been there.
Absolutely.
It's an awesome restaurant. Great fish on Friday. There's just a lot of good
great
things about
cheesecake.
It. We got the owner coming in to talk about that. And then the other place that we've been to, I think every restaurant in there we've been to, but was the burger, that Bay Area burger.
Yeah.
We kind of call it the Smash Burger place on Broadway. Cole Duckin, he's coming in as well to talk about that. But you know another business, John, that was one of the 10 most talked about business?
What?
WGBW.
Wow. So. What's up with that? Stuff that ballot box and things happen.
Yeah, right. We got in there.
Exactly.
We didn't buy an ad. We didn't do anything. We just...
Vote early, vote often.
Right. So anyway, this has been good for the city.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But you're right. One of the things we always said when we started this show, we want to highlight the city. We want to talk about what makes it cool. Talk about its flaws. Don't hold back on anything.
Right.
But I think that... I think one of the things that really needs to be done here is do everything we can for downtown Green Bay businesses
right.
to help them succeed as much as possible.
Right.
And we got a gentleman here right now that's investing a whole lot into downtown Green Bay.
Yeah, it's going to be. Steve, do you want to come on now? Or do you want? You're on at 6:30, but just here. You just speak 2 inches from the mic.
Steve Schneider, 1001
Steve
Club.
Steve Schneider. And do a lot. Well, I know the whole bug tussle thing and that you've been really into cellular, but you've put a lot into the downtown.
It's been a while. It's been slow coming, but it's come along. We've got the Bellin building. Probably one of my most exciting things is upcoming yet. Bought the old Vic Theater, which was Confetti's most recently. And it's really a neat old building. You know, it's got the backdrop yet from 1899 on pull number one up on the stage. It's really pretty cool. And that's a 2025 opening, hopefully, for us.
Nice.
You know?
That's been like a bed and breakfast or something, hasn't it? Airbnb or something?
Well, there's a cool old area up in the balcony that they...
When I was in real estate, I looked at it for somebody one time, and it was like, oh, wow.
No, I don't think that was an Airbnb.
It was
an Airbnb.
Really?
Yeah. I think they kept it from the city,
that.
So you guys didn't
they
know
it. About listing it. I knew that.
You know,
yeah,
but,
I was in it.
But it was.
Yeah.
It really was. Really?
Okay.
Yeah, because I've had several people tell me, yeah, I stayed there when I was in Green Bay in the Vic Theater, and I'm like,
exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of, it's a cross between creepy and cool.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it 100% cool.
That we talked about unique things, and people will buy the experience now, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that is, you get anything that's unique, be it was a theater, which still has some, every theater, and Todd's our producer here, Steve, and he likes the whole, not spirits, ghosts, kind of, right?
Ghosts, yeah.
Ghosts,
yeah,
in theater, and chases that down.
We have ghosts in the Vic. The Vic. We have tunnels in the Vic. You know, there's tunnels that go under the theater from the front to the back where the actors and actresses used to run between scenes, and then they'd come in from the back.
Well, that's
I just discovered
cool.
a new one. I didn't even know
Todd
was there.
Perked up.
I got to come in to see that, Steve. I really do.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, the guy that does the ghost tours in Green Bay, he brings people by there. I give them the combination. And, you know, there's some urban legend about somebody getting murdered in there, like in the first couple of years. But I think it's purely a legend. I think it was actually the first play was called And He Loved Her So, and it was that was the plot. I don't think, but I, you know, every so often you see like a flash of light, and they claim that that's some guy jumping off of the balcony into the theater. But it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to do a dinner theater in there. We're going to do a year-round haunted house and escape rooms, and we're talking to a couple different folks. We're looking at salon and spa back where the old dressing rooms are, which are all intact yet.
Right.
And then we're looking like at a corporate executive retreat center up in that cool balcony Airbnb space.
And you know the best thing? That's Walnut Street, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Walnut Street needs something.
Yeah,
all these streets have something except Walnut Street.
Yeah, and Schauer and Schumacher is still in play out there. And, you know, we've been having some discussions with the guy who has a development contract, and actually found out he was a cousin of mine, you know, with my last name being Schneider, half the world is my cousin.
Yes.
You know, but we're sort of excited about what's happening there.
Because a little Mexican restaurant closed, right? Or is that still open? Madras or something?
Madrid.
That was only Mexican.
Was it?
No.
I've never been there. I just thought it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that place. Is that still going? I should know this.
I don't know. I think it is.
Oh, it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You know,
that street needs some pizzazz.
That is such a main street, and it kind of speaks to who we are. I do like, though, driving over, and John lives downtown. He lives actually right above us here. And, of course, Steve, you've been to my house. I live downtown as well. It looks nice when you drive over that bridge. There's a couple things we've got some concerns about, the Bart Starr sign and some cleaning up some things. But the lighting is nice along the city deck. Yeah. I think you guys did a good job with that. But this downtown, I mean, you get out as much as anybody. It needs something. I'm glad you're...
The trees on Washington have added a lot. You know, DGBI did a good job with that. You know, we get a lot of compliments from out-of-town folks about... you know, the lit trees and, you know, how they change colors for Packer games and, you know, all of that.
I wish ours were lit right outside here. For some reason, they stopped right at your coffee shop, it seems like, there, Steve. Yeah.
It depends how much money you donate to them.
Right,
you
know, that works.
It seems to be part of the issue.
Funny how those go hand in hand,
the city stuff works, you know.
We haven't done much in donations, but we got to make some money.
It's funny
first.
How a little envelope slipped under the door, what it can do. Well, Steve, let me ask this, though. What's your main interest in these cool things you're doing in Green Bay? Where does that passion come from for you?
I love old buildings.
Okay.
And you know, whether it's
so
the Bellin Building, you know, was my first undertaking, and I bought in there as a minority partner back in 2005 or 2006. And then, you know, we've slowly been developing that. We've got some cool things coming there yet as well. We're putting an art gallery on the third floor.
Oh, really?
18 art studios. We're going to open the old radio station up on the top of ninth floor and do some things up there. You know, it's a, you know, balance between infrastructure and...
I guess that's a quick break. I just got a text from Mike, my buddy. Steve is my cousin. Ask about growing up on the farm in Metroville, Kellnersville.
That's where the hard work ethic came from.
Absolutely.
We got a lot to talk about. We also, a couple of your businesses were featured in the 10 most talked about businesses in Green Bay. You can stick around, right? We need you to stick around for at least half hour. So, all right, Steve Schneider is with us, owner of a lot of property downtown. We'll be right back.
Mind of the mayor.
I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill. When the lights of a big semi top the hill. Lord.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Meetings with Mexican officials are over, and CBS's Adrian Bard says U.S. officials were hoping for a lot of help with the border crisis.
The expectation before the meeting was that Secretary Blinken could convince Mexico to do more policing on its side of the border.
A caravan of some 7,000 migrants is headed north through Mexico now. New York Mayor Eric Adams says his city is overwhelmed with migrants sent there from Texas.
We cannot allow buses with people needing our help to arrive without warning at any hour of day and night.
He signed an executive order requiring advance notice of their arrival. Getting ready to travel, Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis has the trouble spots.
Periods of heavy rain slowing down holiday travel along I-95 and some of the airports, and cold enough to bring some snow across the Midwest, including a couple of inches of accumulation in and around St. Louis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may soon know the fate of a Universities of Wisconsin chancellor after the Board of Regents met in closed session Wednesday night. They met to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a university chancellor, though they did not say which chancellor they were looking at. La Crosse's Joe Gow and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the last chancellors to be sanctioned by the Board of Regents. They were denied pay raises in 2018. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. I'm Nate Wuggeho, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Steve Schneider, owner of 1001 Club, Black and Tan, and the Vic Theater joining us. Talk about some of the happening places around downtown Green Bay right now. People that are trying to make a difference. I'll tell you, a group that makes a difference, Midwest Restoration. If you have any issues at your home, if you have a busted water pipe, if you have a backup sump pump, if you have fire damage, these are the people to call. They will answer their phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There are no off days. All you have to do is call 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST. They'll take out the old carpeting. They'll patch up whatever problems there are. If you have a fire, they'll tarp it. They'll board it up. They'll do everything. It's at the point, it's so much that Ryan one day, one of our guys, Ryan, comes in here. A little girl had all kinds of stuffed animals that got all kinds of smoke damage. He took them and got them dry cleaned.
Right.
And brought it back to the little girl.
That night.
Yeah, that
and
night.
And then bought the family pizza so they could get out. And,
yeah. That's those are like, the kind of people these people are. They're amazing. They're truly amazing. You want to talk about one of the great, great companies in Northeast Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Midwest Restoration. And that is no lie. They are there where, like they say, they hope you never call them.
Yeah.
Because it means you don't have a problem. But if you do, you've got a friend there. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, phone number, 920-MIDWEST. That's all you got to do.
Put it in your contacts because when you need them, they're there.
So, exactly.
Great company. So we're here with, as Johnny mentioned, Steve Schneider. Steve Schneider, and maybe you've heard his name. He's been around the community sometimes, St. Norbert grad. And it started investing in Green Bay by first purchasing the Bellin Building, which, you know, those of us who are in politics, we worry about old buildings being razed.
And, can I say a real quick question?
Yeah.
Hold your thought. I remember when that happened, Steve, and I wanted to come in and see if I could buy some of the cool old stuff you guys were uncovering when that happened. I remember the Press Gazette or somebody did a story on it.
Right.
And, like, old posters of Uncle Sam saying, I want you. Yeah. You guys found some really cool stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of cool old stuff in the building. And a lot of the buildings that, the Vic has a lot of cool stuff. Ralph's Antiques got some old player pianos in there. You know, these old buildings have a lot of history, you know.
Love it.
Yeah. And I just remember, I look at the development we've had, and I don't want to mention developers' names, but there was a developer that wanted to raise Washington Street just didn't build something to this view of the water. And then even these guys across the street, we'd like to take the Northland down. And it's not, you know, it's hard. It's more expensive.
It's expensive.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What? It's got to be 3-1. Because I think we could have built the Northland for like $18 million. A new hotel with, 180 rooms. And
well, because when you're building new, you don't have to take old things out.
And
it's like all the windows and all the old HVAC type things. That's where the money comes from.
And the permits, too.
The regulations are unbelievable.
They almost incent you to tear it down in the state and city. And but I think preserving that, we were worried a little bit about the Bellin Building. I mean, that's what, 1915?
When 1915.
That's what my house was built too. That's really not that old if you look at other countries, right. But here it's like, oh my God, but we need to preserve that. Cause that's something that, the city of Green Bay has that some of the suburbs don't is history. Right. And for you to invest in that. And even the 1001 Club, that's a cool building.
1908.
Got a text right here. Love the 1001 Club. So glad you are back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People are really supportive of the 1001. You know, we've been, and we tried to keep everything in place. We had to, sprinkler it. We had to bring new water mains in. We had to fix a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of stuff just sitting there for 6, 7, 8 years.
Right.
It was last open in 2016, I believe. So it sat there for quite a while. We'd been looking at it, and we're involved in the rest of that block. We'd like to see a development there. The Ralph's Antiques building is something we want to do this year. Amy Sternberg just passed away over the holidays. Ralph's daughter, who's great lady.
I know both of them well, because I was always into antiques. Yeah. I've always been into antiques and old, especially old sports or military type things.
Yeah.
That was as fun a place to go and just wander around.
It was tough.
You just say, hey, Ralph. Hey, just look over there. You got to look over there. I got some new stuff. It's over there someplace.
It was tough buying things from him, though, because you'd go in and you'd offer something, and he'd up the price, and then you'd agree to it, and then he'd say, I don't think I can part with that yet.
Absolutely.
You know? So, you know, you go through this.
Hey, I'm not saying I bought a lot of stuff from there. I'm saying I walked around there a lot.
But he really runs a great company, you know, and it just even he did his ribbon cutting in his new place, you know, on Mason. And he's got a good atmosphere there. And I think you're right. I think some of the stuff, he knows it so well that I think when it comes time to depart with it, it's like, I'm not sure I want to do that. So, but he's got a great, great store.
What would you like to put in there?
You know, little specialty shops, you know, we've got. You know, we've got some folks interested in, you know, a little furniture place in there. We've got somebody interested in a ghost kitchen, which we may participate in, which is a little different.
Those
concept.
Are becoming popular.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very much, very much. And, you know, the pandemic changed everything, you know, and the whole service industry has changed. You know, the pay structures changed, the tipping changed, there's just so many different things. One of the things with the 1001 was we tried to keep everything the way it was, you know, some of the same menu items, most of the same menu items. We had Andy Miller as a consultant for a period of time, helped us start things up there. And, you know, he came up with a couple of new things, but, you know, it's perch on Fridays, it's prime rib on Saturdays, it's roasted chicken on Sundays, it's German night on Wednesdays.
It's still Green Bay.
Yeah, it's still Green Bay. It has to be. It has to be. I mean, that's...
Don't reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Well, it's funny, because we were kind of talking earlier how sometimes the old way is the best way.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to, you know...
There's a reason it's an old way.
Right, but everybody wants to be creative and try something new, but I think when you go back to some of the basics... that could really work. And that 1001 Club, you know, actually, we know we've been there a number of times. I think that's great. Do you think the downtown is risky? I mean, it's less risky. Not less risky. I don't want to say that. But it can be less expensive and maybe take some risk out if you're out by Lambeau or by
Tidal
the mall.
Town or,
right.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it is. Although I think a rising tide raises all ships. And so I think Tidal Town is helpful. It draws people in.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Mulva Center in De Pere will be helpful. It's going to draw a whole different class of people in. So, you know, I think it's, you know, I'm still very optimistic about downtown. You know, it's been stop and start and go, and you know it's taken time, but you know again I'm very optimistic. There's some spots that you know we've focused on, you know, the 200 block of East Walnut with the Vic Theater, you know, Schauer and Schumacher has been empty as long as I've been downtown.
And that, you know, I just saw a picture recently about 1967, it might have been, in Christmas season, and that street was just unbelievable.
Yeah. The carpet.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
What it was.
And that was...
I mean, that was like the main drag.
Well,
totally.
You say? But there wasn't a lot of... I want to say... there wasn't a lot else around. Green Bay was where... We talked about that with sports, too. I mean, everybody lived in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And now that has changed, and it's more competitive.
There barely was an Ashwaubenon and things like that.
Right. Bellevue?
Yeah.
They didn't exist. But now that they do... We've got to be competitive and capitalize on our strengths. And I think one of our strengths, as I said, Steve, earlier, is history.
Yeah, definitely.
History and water are two things that Tidaltown will never have. I mean, they have the history of the Packers, but I'm talking about historic buildings and unique things.
Yeah. And you know, the Packers stuff extends downtown, too, because, you know, the Bellin Building is where the Packers were born. That's where the Trowbridge Law Firm was. It's where the team offices are down the street, but the actual articles of organization were signed in the Bellin Building. We're doing a little art gallery on the third floor that's going to have a Packer room that is where the articles were actually signed. So,
you know, I didn't realize, and here I consider myself a pretty diehard Packer historian or whatever you want to call it. I didn't realize I was walking. I'm on a walking kick these days. And when the weather is nice and my feet don't hurt, I don't have a cold and my shoes aren't.
So that one day?
Yeah, one day. So anyway, so I'm walking past your building and I saw that and I read it. I did not know that. What was it called? The Fab Five?
The Hungry Five.
The Hungry Five.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they kept the Packers alive in the tough times, and that was their meeting spot, was the Belin Building. So, you know, there's a number of things we're bringing back there. That has a lot of radio history. You know, they had the radio station up on the top floor. You know, the old Studio B is still up there. We're going to bring that back to life.
Is it really? I would love to see. I've never been in there. I've never been above black and tan.
Oh, that's unbelievable, that top floor.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, you can walk out on the roof up there.
Oh,
and,
man, I'd love to see that.
Beautiful view of the city.
Wow.
So the 10-on-1 Club was the business that was featured in the Press Gazette, front page, top fold. And I think what they're saying by featuring that is that, I mean, that's what makes Green Bay, Green Bay, is the authenticity of it, and the customer service. I've told you this before. I just think it's great, and I think we've lost a little of that, not just Green Bay, but I think anywhere. Yeah. And you talk about the workforce has changed, and you know, I mean, I'm all about tipping, but I like to tip for good service, not because you're not being paid fairly. You know what I mean? I'm one of those guys, but every time I've been there, you've been spot on, and
we got a great team. Great team. They love working together. It's a family environment. You know, it's great, and it's a place everybody has a story about. You know, and you have doctors who come in, and you have people who came in after their shift at the mill in the 50s, and you have people that remember, you know, when it was Patrick's for a period of time. You have a few people who remember when it was the Webster Tavern from the 1940s, post-World War II. You have people who remember it as Breezy's, Breezy Dombrowski. His daughters were in, you know. I mean, they're elderly at this point, you know.
One of my World War II veterans in one of my books talked about when the war ended, they built a big bonfire right outside there in the corner. And he stopped all the traffic, and just right in the middle of the street, they all built a big bonfire, and everybody celebrated that the World War II was over.
Wow.
Because that was like the place to hang out.
Yeah. That's cool that's coming back. And you know, let's not lose sight of, you know, we are in Green Bay, but you have a nice bar in there, too.
Yeah. The wood, you know, I mean, we went to great, you know, lengths to, because to meet cold, you had to put a sprinkler system in the bar. To do that, you had to take the bar apart. And so it was a little bit of a task to preserve some of those things. You had to get the sprinkler system up behind the old metal ceiling in the original part. You know, a lot of people come into and talk about Sid's Produce, you know, and that was a whole different, you know, set of construction issues. But, you know, Sid Solkovitz had a fruit stand there. You know, a lot of guys from Premontre High School worked there when they were in high school, because he'd, you know, bring up truckloads of fruit, and then he'd have high school kids sort through it and make baskets out of it. And Leonard Zasada is still around. He's the guy that took over from Sid. Yeah, I like the history, guys. I have a hard time not talking about the people that have been in it over the years, because the people who come in talk about that. Right. Everybody has a memory of somebody who was there. And I love just going around visiting tables when I'm in the restaurant.
We saw it. Got another text here. Glad to see business owners who are willing to try and keep the history of the city intact while providing services that we need today. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, really, Steve,
you're doing all the things that we're trying to really advocate in this downtown.
Kudos to the Press Gazette for the shout out, but I'm sure they did their survey and what are people talking about, and they're talking about the 10-on-1. Hey, I want to, the other thing that you do to bring people in, and sometimes we got to work a little harder here because it's not Title Town, you know, but you've brought in some nice entertainment.
Yeah, and we're doing more of that. We actually have a little venue set up called the Nightly Buzz. We had, you know, five high school choirs come in before Christmas. That was a phenomenal hit, and it draws people. You know, Pulaski Choir came in, did a phenomenal job, brought a group of parents and grandparents. East Appear, Preble, Southwest, you know, Brandon did a great job with his group. And we're doing more of that. Thursday nights our jazz night. You know, we've got Hannah Rose coming in as country singer, and a lot of different things.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen Hannah Rose. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great. Well, Steve, we're going to wrap it up here, but we just want to say congratulations to you. Beautiful picture of your facility on the front page of the Press Gazette today. And like I said, when Jim and I and Todd all got together, what's the theme of our show? It goes a lot of different ways, but we never want to lose the theme of downtown Green Bay. Let's make it as great as it can be.
Right.
Thanks,
and
guys.
And you're part of that. People like you to do it. We want to get you back and talk about the Vic and some other things. But
can I come over to the Bell and look around and get some cool old stuff?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, Steve Schneider, 1001
Club. Thank you
Club.
So very much
Thanks,
for being
Steve.
Here.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you did for Veterans Village in your father's name, for the veterans. Thank you.
He was an awesome guy.
We said a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Five. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Very special thanks to Steve Schneider, who's doing it right.
He is.
In downtown Green Bay.
He's sneaking up. I just want to talk about the Bellin Building and what's going on at the Bellin Building. I know that's not the featured article. It's not the buzz of Green Bay, but it needs to be. What restaurants are in there? What do you have going on in the Bellin Building?
Well, we're looking at making it more into an art center. So culinary arts on the first two floors. We've got the nightly buzz, which we're looking at having live music most nights. We've got open mic on Monday nights. We've got karaoke on Friday nights.
I should do that open mic.
You know, We're going to have for high school students. You know, one of the things with these high school choirs that came up is we have some phenomenal local talent.
Jim had some at his Christmas party from Southwest. They're fantastic.
There's a lot. I think I've said this, when I was in my other career, I think we focus a little too much on sports and not enough on the arts. And there's a lot of artistic talent in this community. And I think for you to feature that, I think is awesome.
Yeah. So we have the Nightly Buzz will be a music venue on the first floor. And then we have the Daily Buzz, which we want to get more speakers in, political discussions, you name it. Second floor, we've got Black and Tan. We redid the bar on second floor. We've got a banquet hall on second floor for about 60 to 100 people. We will be opening sometime in Q1 of 24, Studio B, which will be like a private club up on the ninth floor. Beautiful view of Lambeau Field.
Is it still the tallest building in Green Bay?
I don't think it is anymore. Okay, I think St. Vincent passed us up, and I think that we're up there. Nine stories. Nine. There's maybe
a couple over there. I hope I'm not saying. Did you have a thing this summer? Cocktails and breakfast.
We're always doing promotional things. Kind of thing, We're adding a breakfast to the Daily Buzz menu. We've just hired a chef for the Daily Buzz, so we'll be amping that. More, I don't know if you guys remember Cafe Espresso, but that was my favorite place.
Yeah.
And so, Jaime is still around. We're bringing some of those coffee drinks back. We're bringing back some of the menu items that they had. So it'll
some of these restaurants, the personality of it, you should bring him back.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
I always like going there.
Okay, I can ask you one thing off the subject here. You live in that Menchelville area. My good buddy Mike Pritzel.
He's a cousin of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me the story, because every time I drive past and when I go back to Manitowoc, I always want to stop and knock on the guy's door and asked if I could just wander around his junkyard. That is the coolest junkyard I've ever seen in my life.
Chet Shedlovsky, right on Highway T there by Reef Mills.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I went to high school with him.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. It's like lost in time. All old 50s and 40s. And
yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I would love to go through that place. Just wander around. I love old cars like that.
Yeah, cool stuff.
And
cool
license plates.
Yeah, you got some cool license plates there. You know
hey, Steve, so you're investing in downtown and putting some significant money in. What does downtown need? I'm just asking. I'm going to ask Cole's coming in next.
You know, this has been a debate, you know, when you were mayor. And from my perspective, parking is a problem. People still want more. They don't like going in ramps. They want surface parking. So, like, Black and Tan, we lose a lot of business because people don't feel they have a spot to go to park when they come. So we're probably going to be adding some valet, but I think we have to keep looking at that, you know, and I think we need destination. I think probably bigger than parking. Parking would go away if we had great destination locations. And that's what we're trying to do with the Vic is, you know, reasons for people to come downtown and spend a day or a weekend or a week. You know, we need more fun destination type things to do. It's more than eating. It's after you eat, what are you going to do? You know,
theater,
where do you go?
Right.
You know?
Or go to the theater and then go out to eat. And
it's
then
hard getting that critical mass.
Right.
You know, there's people who've brought things downtown and they sort of have come and gone because they haven't gotten the volume they need to be sustainable.
And we've gotten a couple emails on that about what does downtown need. And it's you know, it's kind of a catch-up, but it's foot traffic. I mean, they want more people. You guys don't really need, I mean, we could all use a tax break, but really, more than that, you want customers.
You want customers, yeah. If you've got customers, you don't need a tax break.
Right.
You know, you're making money.
Right.
You know, you only need tax money when it's
you're not
working.
Right.
What do you think about $22 for a parking ticket?
Yeah, just don't get upset.
Yeah,
don't get upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Jim knows where I would go on that. I've gotten my fair share.
I wish downtown Green Bay, I will say this, I wish it was more concerned with speeding. People going literally 100 miles an hour over the bridges here at night. Literally 100. I'm going to buy a speed gun.
And it's a little loud, too.
It's unbelievable. They're so concerned. It's unbelievably concerned about somebody being a minute over on their parking meter, but unconcerned with people literally drag racing at 100 miles an hour in the streets downtown Green Bay at night.
I got another pet peeve I'll just throw out, and that's an elevator in the parking ramp. We got to get that elevator working. You know,
I've been on this for what, 2 years.
You know, it had issues. You know, going way back,
it
hasn't worked for a long
time. And you know, there's a car in our underground parking here with the side window completely smashed in. They had it in the parking ramp one night when they're out for something, and somebody broke in, smashed in their window.
Yeah, and I'm not out to bash. It's just
They're more concerned with somebody going 2 minutes over on a parking meter than they are with people drag racing at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, some of that we should look at technology. You know, I mean, we can do some things with automated parking that actually generates more revenue for the city, and it's compliant, and everybody's compliant then because it's just like the freeway system, you know, where you.
I just think it's important that people know, and I've said this for forever, it's harder to make it work downtown than out in a suburb. It just is. There's not the land for parking. There's not the new buildings, which don't require all this historic. I mean, look at what the Northland went through to hang that sign. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I mean, that was an act of God to get the approval. But we did it. But it just takes more of an effort, and I just want to applaud you for, and you know that, and yet you're still in it, and you're doubling down and doing more, but you can't, downtown's never done, and it takes more than an effort. It takes effort plus, and we have to continue to do that if this is going to work, and we have some good things. We got water, you know, we've got history, we've got you, and we just need to work at it, because I don't know, I'm not saying it's slipping away, but it's not, it's competitive right now. We need to do a better job.
And one last thing we got to do, on the Walnut Street Bridge, the Bart Starr sign coming from the west side to the east side, that fence is in shambles. It's got barbed wire. It looks terrible.
So
Starr deserves a lot better. We got my good friend, Spencer Young. He's created a new sign they can put there. We got
And Bart Starr's son.
Bart Starr's son will be involved. We got somebody that said they'll put in a new fence free of charge. But we got to do those kind of things.
We want to work with you, Steve. We appreciate your leadership, and thanks for sticking
appreciate
around.
Your
I know
time.
You're going.
Yeah,
thank
All right. you.
Thank
Take
you
care.
Very much. Steve Schneider joining us. Thanks very much, Steve. When we come back, Cole Duncan from Bay Area Burger will be joining us back after this.
On the road again. places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like
broadcast. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Secretaries of State and Homeland Security are back in Washington after meeting with Mexico's top officials. The U.S. wants Mexico's help with the southern border.